Alon, have I got you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Brilliant.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us on 2SER's Drive. How's things been?
Yeah, great. Hot.
Yep.
And yeah, good to be locked up in the basement making this work.
Yeah, amazing. So, you know, I wanted to first ask, just to give a bit of an introduction from you about, you know, how you found yourself as a musician, a researcher with UTS, and, you know, the inventor of AirSticks. Like, could you give our listeners a bit of like a deep dive on who you are and how you came to be involved in something like this?
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah. Taking me back a bit. I'm a drummer kind of by trade and love and passion, acoustic drummer, but also love electronic music and have always wanted to figure out how to perform it live in a more expressive way, a transparent way. I never really liked electronic drum kits. So I went out and luckily for me met some incredible people who helped me build this thing called the AirSticks, which allowed me to play electronic drums in space without hitting anything.
Wow.
So I'm not a very good dancer, but I took the skill set as a drummer and started to make this electronic music. And through that collaboration, I also met Matt Hughes, who is an incredible visual artist who turned a lot of the sound and movement into visuals in various shows that I've done over the years. Very interactive visuals that are just amazing. They use cameras to track the human body as well as the data from the AirSticks to transform what you see of yourself on a screen.
That's amazing. Sorry, I started talking without my mic on there. That's so cool. And I wanted to ask as well, like, how did you become involved with the Inclusion Festival? And also, if you don't mind, just letting our listeners know what the Inclusion Festival is.
Sure. So kind of, I guess, luckily for me, through being an artist for many years, I ended up also plugging away at a musicology degree and a university life and ended up doing a PhD that was very much revolved around designing the AirSticks. Once I designed the AirSticks and got into a more of a research role, actually at Monash University, although I'm collaborating with UTS for this project, I just got really heavily involved in accessible music making experiences, particularly working with people with physical disability, particularly cerebral palsy, and working with them to design the AirSticks for their artistic needs, and sometimes even using the AirSticks to invite people who have never played music before to engage in music making. And from that, I've reached out and luckily for me, met up with wonderful people such as Finn, who is organizing the Inclusion Festival at the Inner West City Council. And that's a whole week of events that include flag raising ceremony on the 3rd of December, just before our installation, a wonderful film festival that's happening that night as well. So there's all these different events that you should check out by going to the website about Inclusion Festival. And for those who don't know, this week is also International Day for People with Disability. So that's, I think, what the timing is as well.
Definitely. That sounds like such an amazing festival. And I wanted to ask about what your particular installation is kind of about and what people could kind of expect from it.
Yes, of course. So Matt and I went away from using the AirSticks to make live performances that I was playing into making installations where we were just using the data from the cameras because we felt like that way you just walk up to the screen and all of a sudden you see yourself and you interact and change not only the way you see yourself and what your avatar might look like, but also the sound as you move around. And we saw that there was something interesting about that because you could turn the sound off and there would still be something quite musical about the visualization. So we were interested in including a researcher. Her name is Yuka. She is actually has the same former supervisor that both me and Matt have at UTS, a great professor, Andrew Johnston, and he encouraged her to take her research towards creativity and help us develop the work further for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. And on top of that, she's also a non-musician, which is super interesting to us. So really the piece has become, how can people who are deaf, hard of hearing or hearing, who are musicians or non-musicians, go into a room and make music together?
That's beautiful. Oh, that sounds so fantastic. I really want to come check this out. It sounds like such a beautiful installation. and yeah, doing some really, really important work there. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about, you know, tell our listeners about this event?
Well, yeah, the event starts at 4 p.m. On Wednesday, the 3rd of December. We'll go for a few hours that night, but then the next day will be open all day as an installation. We call it Audience, like audience, but with an O instead of an E. And yeah, it should be really, really fun. Last time we did it 18 months ago, it was a similar installation. I think we've developed it a lot further now with youth's help, and it was great. You just saw people, young and old, really just being extremely playful. It became like a little musical playground for people to engage with.
That's amazing.
So yeah, I really hope some people come along, give us some feedback, because we're really still developing it, and we want to keep developing it into bigger work and for it to keep having a life.
Fantastic. I'm sure that they will. And you heard it here first. You need to go check out this amazing installation, as well as the entire festival, Inclusion Festival. I believe it's happening at Marrickville Town Hall from December 3rd and 4th. You might even see Alon there, and you can give him your best air drumming action, I bet. thank you so much for joining us on the show, Alon.
Thanks,
we really appreciate it. And good luck with everything. It sounds like you're doing amazing work, and keep it up.
Cheers. Have a good day.
Thanks so much. Bye.